So let's review Shabbos Taf Kuf Mem Gimel. Zak the Mishnah. They shame yomrim ma'avirim me'al shulchan atzamos uklipin uveisilom nesalik asatav lekula minara. When a person wants to clear bones and shells from the table, so Bishamay allows removing them directly. Veisil says that one should shake them off the table. Rav Nachman comments that the opinion of the Mishnah should be reversed, with Beis Hillel being more lenient, since we know Beis Hillel agrees with Rabbi Shimon's more narrow definition of mutzah, and Bishamay agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda's broader definition, and therefore being more machmir. The Mishnah says perur and pachos migazayis, crumbs smaller than the size of an olive and other things that people wouldn't eat but can be fed to animals are not muktzah and can be removed from the table directly. The Mishnah does not say that the small crumbs may be thrown out, just removed, since we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that asr la'abdan biyad, the dignity of the bread, demands that we do not destroy it. The Mishnah concludes by saying that a sponge with a handle can be moved because nothing will necessarily get squeezed from it. But if it doesn't have a handle, it cannot be moved while wet, since it's psik reshi, it's absolutely certain that something will get squeezed from it. Garina de Tamri, whether or not date pits can be moved depends on which kinds of dates we're dealing with. De Tamri Armayasa, the pits from Armenian dates, which were always meant to be used for animal food, can be moved. De Parsiyasa, the pits from Persian dates, cannot be moved because the dates are food for people. So when the dates are eaten, the pits are considered nolad, a new entity that came into being on Shabbos and are therefore muktzah. So there we have it. We mentioned Persia on Erev Purim. The Gemara records how several Amoraim dealt with discarded date pits on Shabbos. Shmuel metaltalu agav rifta. Shmuel would move them on top of bread because he held also adam kol tzarcho. You're allowed to use bread for anything. Rabbi metaltaluhu agav lekana demaya. Rabbi would move them with a bucket of water. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua avaduhu ki graf shel rei. Rav Huna would pile them up until they became disgusting, and then remove them like any other repulsive thing can be moved out of your house on Shabbos. But Rav Ashi didn't approve of this because v'chiyos and graf shel rei lechachila. Is it okay to make something repulsive on purpose? Rav Sheshes zariklu belishne. Rav Sheshes would spit them out with his tongue. Rav Papa zariklu achor emita. Rav Papa threw them behind the bed. Bed means the special couch that they sat on to eat. Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulas would combine the previous two opinions and spit them behind his bed with his tongue. Hadron alach notel. Now we begin the next parakam sech Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Chavish and Nishbra Matzilin Eman Amazon Shalosh Ludos. If a barrel breaks on Shabbos, although Chazal did not permit saving everything at once, they permit saving 3 meals worth of wine for Shabbos and offering others to have some for themselves. Obulvad Shalo Yispog. When saving the wine, the person cannot sponge it up so that he won't come to squeeze it out of a cloth on Shabbos in violation of Schita, which is told of Dash. The Braisa adds that cleaning up oil by wetting your hands with it or cleaning up spilled fruits directly into a basket is a violation of Uvdu Dechol, a weekday activity. The Mishnah goes on to discuss using liquid that oozed out of fruits on their own. Machlokas Tanaim, whether we can use the juices. Tanakama holds Zosim Yidrabanan to use the liquid so you don't come to squeeze the juice out of the fruits. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Im Yochlin Hayotzimen Mutter. If the fruit is primarily used as a food, the liquid that oozes from them is Mutter. But if the fruit is used primarily for squeezing juice from them, then the liquid is aser. There is a machlokas amoraim about the scope of this machlokas and how to paskin. Shmuel holds molda hayi Rabbi Yehuda l'cham b'zeisim ha'navmi. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that juice that oozes from olives and grapes, since those items are normally used for juicing, even if you happen to use them for eating, would be aser. The Rabbanan would agree that juice that oozes from other fruits would be mutter. They only argue betutim v'rimonim, strawberries and pomegranates, which are very commonly juiced, but not quite as commonly juiced as olives and grapes are. So there's an explicit price that frames the entire machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama around strawberries and pomegranates, exactly like Shmuel says. Rav holds cholokai Rabbi Yehuda af bezeisim v'anavim. Rabbi Yehuda would even allow juices that ooze from olives and grapes. Even so, Rabbi Yochanan says we would only paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by other fruits, but wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to liquids that ooze from olives and grapes. That is Shabbos Taf Kuf Mem Gimel.